Hey, in the good old days, this would be hell week for Denise Owens. But doggone it, not this year, Denise.
I know it. You know, it's crazy. This is the craziest thing ever. And all of my fair peeps across the state, you know, we're all here in the headlights. Look, but we're all trudging forward. We're staying positive and making huge plans for next year.
Yeah, you have another food fair coming up. Talk about that and how the first one go.
Yeah, oh my gosh, the first one was great. I love seeing, well, one, my vendors back there, but people were so excited. And I do know that on Saturday at the food drive, we had a little bit of a wait, and it was only 90-some degrees, people in their car. But so what we've done for this one, which is going to be Friday, August 7th, and Saturday the 8th, we have changed the location. We actually are setting everybody up on the infield, so we've got plenty of space in between our vendors. We've got a few more vendors this time than we had last time. And I think that we've kind of eliminated the biggest problem with our backup. So, you know, this is everybody's last chance, at least on the Keeley Park, to get fair food. So we hope everybody comes out. Hours are 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday and 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. And that is when we'll close the gate. The vendors will stay open until the last car is served, but the gate will be closed. And they'll enter on Blackstone just like before. But this time, I actually got a very nice email from Steve from JSO in downtown Jackson. And I believe that we are going to have some of their musicians come out and play for us. And it sounds like it may be on Saturday. But so that'll be part of the route, too, that you'll be entertained by Jackson's own finest orchestra.
Fantastic. Nice.
Well, that is kind of fun, isn't it? Fair food and good quality orchestra music.
Well, it's nice to, be able to partner up like that.
Yes, that is really, really nice. And, you know, a number of years ago, I can't remember exactly how many, but we actually had the orchestra play during Fair Week, which I think it was very well received. So I thought it was kind of cool that he sent me that email. I jumped on it. But we also, along with our fair food rally, we actually just put out there, too, that we're going to do a community yard sale at Keeley Park in September. So September 12th, which would have been the rescheduled date for the Beer Fest, which is held indoors, and that's why that got canceled. But we are going to do a community yard sale, and we've put it out there on the Jackson County Parks page. There's an application, so that should be fun. And we'll be adhering to all of the restrictions, you know, that we all live by nowadays. So face masks will be, I'm sure, still at that time, will be required. But anyway, so I'm living for right now, which would have been the kickoff weekend of the fair, as to getting our food rally, you know, in place. So really hope everybody comes out. But this time we've got the Boy Scouts are going to be there. They were a vendor that we got a lot of requests for when we had the last one. So I was pleased that they were able to work it out. So, you know, everyone lives and dies by the onion rings. And they're gonna have a smaller menu where they're just onion rings and hamburgers. So if everybody, you know, misses those onion rings, come out and support the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, they do a nice job. Talk about, and it's a drive-through, how that works, Denise.
Okay, yep. You're going to come in and enter through the Blackstone Gate. You'll come in on the north end of the grounds. You'll follow all the way around past, the barn area. And then you'll pull up to the very first food vendor. And if you choose, there's a map that will be laid out on Facebook and on our website. But you just pull up to the trailer, and they will have their folks come out, their car hops, take your order, deliver your food, take your money, and you just move on the way. No one's allowed to get out of their cars to go up to the vendors. So they will have folks available, and we'll try to keep everybody moving as fast as we can. And actually, right next to a lot of the food vendors, there's going to be places where we're going to ask people just kind of pull in and wait, just like you do to a drive-in, you know, eatery. Mm-hmm. You'll get up in there, and if you decide that there's two or three cars in a row that want the same trailer, they'll ask you just to pull in there. They'll take your order, deliver it, and then you just get right back in line and go on to the next one.
Any other big events here the rest of the year down there? Or are you taking it 1 week at a time?
Greg, that's exactly how we're doing it. I mean, the parks have still got, you know, they're still able to have some of their events at the Cascades. Like, there's two paloozas that are happening. Mm-hmm. And this Saturday, actually, at Cascades at the band show, there's a great band called White Lightning that will be there on Saturday night. That's a southern rock group. So folks can, you know, sit outdoors and listen to that band. And I'm only putting that plug in because the fiddle player is my husband.
There you go. Okay.
There you go. But so, I mean, you know, we're trying to do as much as we're allowed to do in order to keep people able to do some sort of interacting, you know, and stay safe. So, you know, we're trying and we're making those attempts, and I think that, you know, we're doing the best that we can.
Okay, next Friday and Saturday for the drive-through,
yes,
fair food at Keeley Park. Denise, thanks for stopping, yep, by.
Hey, thank you. I'm sorry I'm driving, but
that's okay.
I hope everything went through well. All
you
right,
bet.
Greg,
take
have
care.
A good one.
Thanks, Denise. Denise Owens, Jackson County Fair and Flower Festival.